This is day 11 of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. My rock, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. There's a wonderful flow to this psalm of praise. First, the psalmist, almost as if walking through a beautiful countryside scene in the warmth of the summer sun, notices around themselves the wonders of creation, the grass, the flowers, the sky and the sun, the trees and the different colours of the leaves, the sounds of the birds and the scurrying of animals. And they find themselves with their hearts turned towards God in praise of this beautiful creation. And then it's as if they sit down at a favourite spot, looking out over this wonderful landscape, and open their Bible and find themselves in touch, contacting, speaking with God through the scriptures. On the one hand, they look up and notice the wonder of creation. On the other hand, their eyes fall upon the words of Scripture, and both speak of God's glory. And in that moment of encounter with God, they find themselves wooed by his love, drawn in by the warmth of his character, and longing to not sin, to not hurt God. As they say, keep your servant also from willful sins, may they not rule over me. This moment of encounter finishes with the wonderful words, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. A question to reflect upon. How do you encounter God? Is it through a walk in creation? Is it through reading the Bible? Is it through discussing it with others? Or through listening to and singing to worship music? Or maybe something else? Can you create the space throughout Lent to dive deeper into those moments of encounter. Create the space to enjoy them more regularly. Let's pray. Father God, you have made a beautiful world that calls out to our hearts that we may sing the song of praise. And you have given us your word to instruct, to guide, but to speak to us of your love. Help us to take the time to meet with you and to find our hearts caught up in wonder, love, and praise. Amen.